are listening to Look Who's Talking. This is Cameron Minter. I am your co-host and the wonderful, Jessica Coffin.
Good morning.
Is our host.
Evening.
Good morning, good evening, good day, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Good day. How is it going?
So, Cam, it's going. You know, the last time we spoke, I was a little bit under the weather.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
I was a little concerned, though, for real. I was like, I don't want none of them germs.
Listen to the last podcast. I was sounding like Darth Vader. Okay.
Yeah, I was really concerned about your voice because I was like, but it turned out at
back.
The end. Yeah, yeah.
It's in and out, but you know.
And you're still saying it's allergies, huh?
Well.
See, you were sick. I knew it. You had the.
So I went
the
to the doctor.
Bubonic plague over here.
I went to the doctor the next day.
Uh-huh.
And it was bronchitis.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
That's not
like,
contagious.
Yeah, no. It's dealing with asthma and allergies and.
You're an asthma baby.
I am.
Well, mine, me too. Bad. I was. Mine's gotten more control over the years. So.
You know, it's nothing like when summertime hits.
Oh, it hits hard.
And you get sick. Like, that's the worst part of the summer. That's the worst.
Absolutely.
It's just like, no.
Absolutely.
I don't want this to happen.
I understand that completely.
So what's been going on, Cam?
Slow motion. I am just trying to get myself ready for summer.
Uh-huh.
Your words, they radiate in my head all the time about getting out and enjoying the summer since summer is my season.
You need to hit the streets.
I need to get out in them streets. I need to get busy, and that's what's in my head.
So
right
what's
now.
Your plans? Like, what you planning on doing?
Right now, baby girl needs a camp. So if y'all know where some good camps are, let me know, because my granddaughter needs one. So things wrapped around keeping her entertained, you know, exercise. She just wants to go walk. You know, we can do that. Go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Hoggies. I don't know if you're familiar with Hoggies.
What
it's
is that?
Ice cream place in Georgetown, and it's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but do y'all go there every day?
No. No. No.
At least once or twice a week.
Mm,
it's summertime, Cam.
Yeah.
You know, the end of school, whether it's really considered summer or not, mm-hmm. that's summertime.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
This is my favorite time of year because Fayette County ended school yesterday.
Traffic. I knew it.
Yes.
I knew
traffic.
It.
Yeah. I could get to work in 5 minutes.
I love it.
Well, maybe 10.
I love
Whereas
it.
Whereas when school starts, first it starts with UK, then when public schools go, it takes me 30 minutes to get to work.
I get you. I
30
completely
minutes
understand
to drive
that.
11 miles.
I love that the traffic is better.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it.
This is the time where now I put my sunroof back. I blast my music.
There it is.
My hair is flowing.
You know, when I think of summertime, what song comes to mind for
summer,
you?
Summer.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
That's my jam.
Now,
that's the ultimate summer song.
Exactly.
What would be summer song number two? You have one?
It would be something like, I would go real old school, like, you know.
You've answered it.
Okay.
There is no other summer song.
Okay.
The Will Smith, Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the ultimate summer
song.
But,
you know, you can't miss with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on.
What song? That kind of all year round, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I associate that type of music, like, with, you know, family reunion, summer. You know, when
it's
time.
Speaking of, it's summertime. Do y'all have a family reunion?
We do. And I am going to get to know my family.
Does that mean you usually don't go?
I usually don't go. And now they're going to Charlotte. I'm like, golly, that's a grip.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
You'll have a good time.
I know, but my pockets. They got to match this good time.
You're going to have a good time.
Okay.
Are you going to go, Cam?
I'm going to try.
That means no.
I'm going to try. I got to see how much it's going to cost me, man. I got to see.
YOLO.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
It means pay the electric bill or go to the trip and come back.
You only live once.
All right, we'll
spend
come back.
That money.
Have no electricity, but we had a good old time.
That's all that matters. Light a candle.
Right. I feel you. I feel you until that food is gone. Okay. I digress. Let's take a coffee break.
What?
Whoa. I'm in the wrong show.
Okay. So, for today's coffee break, I want to let you all know, even when it gets tiring, exhausting, and absolutely excruciating, please remember this. Your hard work will pay off. Keep at it, and it will. Basically, don't give up. I feel like all my coffee talks about don't give up.
Well, I mean, you know, if it is what it is, it is. But
it is what it is.
Used a bunch of large double syllable words, so excruciating. I mean, come on, I have to look something.
You know what? Because sometimes we go through growing pains,
yeah,
to get to the next level, and it's important that you remember, no matter how hard it gets, like you can't give up. Keep on pushing, and whatever that result will be, it will be well worth it.
And it's important to go through it. I mean, nobody wants to go through anything.
Yeah.
You know, we would rather miss it, rather get away from it. But some of our roughest situations shape us, mold us into who we are. So, yeah, we can't quit.
Absolutely. And you know what? When you just said that, that made me think about community action. It made me think about Head Start.
Roughest situations.
Okay. Honey, because in 1965... there was some things happening.
You're absolutely right.
And what has come out of segregation and things like that, blossom programming to help others. But there were so many along the way that went through some excruciating times.
You're right about it. I mean, if they would have quit,
man,
we wouldn't be here dealing with these things today.
Exactly.
So that's a great lesson. Great lesson. I love it. I love it. I like it. I love it. What is our show about today?
So our show today is, you know what, we are going to take a walk in the life of a pathway specialist, aka family staff.
Okay.
Aka our special guest for today is Lashay Johnson. And she works here at Community Action with the Head Start program. She is what I call, like, she's the person I call on that if I want something extra.
Oh, she's your extra. Yeah. I'm glad we found out the source.
Yeah. She's the person. She is great. She's an innovative thinker.
Yeah.
Very creative.
Very creative, yeah.
And she goes hard for her families.
All right.
So Lashay works at the Russell School, and she is a pathway specialist there. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome, Lashay. Glad to have you on the show. So glad to see you. I've worked with Lashay several times, and so we're gonna be good today on the show, Lashay. We're gonna be good.
We'll try. But you know what? Lashay reminds me, you ever watch Scandal?
Yeah.
Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
And she has a team.
Uh-huh. That's Lashay.
And Lashay's one of the Lashay might be Hook.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
She's like the secret weapon.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
I'll take that.
You take that. You remember Hook?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was the secret weapon then. I was like, graduation's coming.
Oh, right.
And we need decor.
Right.
What you got? Because this is what I want.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Great job on that, just giving you
kudos.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I had a good time doing it. It was fun.
I know it was a lot of work. I know it was a lot, you know, to get together, but the end result was fantastic. And our kids, they felt fantastic. They felt really appreciated, and they grabbed them roses and those flowers and signs and stuff. It was just great.
It was a great time. So Lashay, tell us about, you know, to our viewers, we might have some Head Start families, some families that are not Head Start. Tell them about your role in Head Start and what you do.
My role as a Head Start Pathway Specialist is to help families become self-sufficient. When I first meet the parents, during enrollment, I explain my process and my relationship that they'll need to build with me outside of the teachers and the center manager. When I say become self-sufficient, I'm saying providing them with different resources that's local, that's free, or just pushing them and giving them that motivation that they need to get to the next step mm-hmm. in their life.
So this isn't a job where, say, if you don't like people,
it ain't the job for you.
Because what it sounds like is building relationship.
It really is, and you just don't realize that there's so many different walks of life. And it really, I really learned about culture when I became a pathway specialist, and to be have sympathy for different people mm-hmm. and be more chill and just understanding and realize kind of like a therapist in a certain kind of way. Just every family is different and every situation is different, but you just got to be a listening ear to understand them, to build that relationship, to push them forward. Mm-hmm.
You have to keep up on the programs and things too that we offer so that you can be like, oh, you're having trouble here. Well, we've got assistance here. We can do this. And without giving us any names, of course, but mm-hmm. is there like a special moment that you remember working with a family that really produced some great results?
Yes. My favorite one out of all of them. I had a family that was homeless and was living in an abandoned house out West End. Mm. And back then we had pours of different donations came in. We ended up, they were actually allowed to stay in there because they had been there so long. Mm. I was trying to find them housing where they could be in an apartment with their name on the lease, but they were allowed to stay there. The person who actually owned the property knew that they were there, mm-hmm. but they just weren't going to be responsible. So it ended up turning it into a lease situation, mm-hmm. but they didn't have the funding to put into it. But we got them brand new carpet. We got the walls painted. There was mold in the house that got removed. Weatherization came in. That was probably my favorite. We got furniture. Wow. That was probably my favorite.
Wow.
And that was about 8 years ago. Wow. And I never forget it. And I literally got to help paint the walls and everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you stay connected with the families?
The kids are now in middle school and high school. And she had 8.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive. That's impressive. So it's building relationships. I mean, because I will assume that working in where you work, you see some people at their lowest.
Oh, yes.
And you're able to help come out of that darkness. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's life changing.
It is. And even that, I could see people at the medium where they feel like they're doing great. But like I always tell them, there's always room for advancement. Don't mm-hmm. stop where you're at. Keep mm-hmm. going. Keep mm-hmm. pushing. So they can come in with an associate's degree and just feel like everyone's going through inflation right now. So I'm like, hey, go back to school. This grant's here. Mm-hmm. Take it. Push. Keep pushing because you can do it. Right. That's just a little bit of motivation, like a friendship.
So what do you have to do to stay connected with the resources?
Right, because that's a lot. That's a lot to remember.
Build relationships in the community. Go mm-hmm. to their events. Stay on the phone. Answer emails constantly. And just be involved in the community. I'm on Toner Street out East End. So if there's an event going on that does not pertain to us, I'll mm-hmm. go, because that's how you build relationships.
Yeah. So it's kind of, your position is kind of twofold, to where you're building relationships with the families, mm-hmm. but you also have to build it with the community in order to know what's available for the family.
Right.
Gotcha.
And then you'd be surprised. Some families that I've helped, they may become business owners. Well, they have that relationship with me, so they always come back and tell me, so I'm able to push those resources too. Mm-hmm. So it's like a big circle. It all goes back around.
So tell me, usually the Prep Academy at Russell has some of the biggest family engagement events. Mm-hmm. How do you all like work together to come up with, you know, the ideas and what you all will be presenting to your families?
Over the years, basically we kind of like get that feel when we first meet the parents and let them know what we got going on. They kind of like tell me a little bit, and I let them know about the family partnership agreement that we do, and they let me know their goals and what their needs are.
Now, what's the family partnership agreement? What is that?
It's a family goal that each family as a household, the parent decides to come up with that's going to help them advance.
Okay, so they set education. Their own goals?
They do set their own goals. So from those are tied into our, which is called our PIR reports, and that's how we tie into our engagements, and we go from there. So we may, like, one of our PIR is mental health, and one of them is also health records and things like that. So if we have an event, I'll have someone come out that could assist with giving free resources to a primary care or dental clinic, things like that.
Well, we're gonna take a quick break, but Russell is known for his activities. It's known for his events. So we're gonna talk a little bit more about that with Lachey. You're listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Listening to Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking.
And we are here with Miss Lachey Johnson. She is one of the pathway specialists here at Community Action Council for the Head Start program, specifically working at the Prep Academy at Russell School.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Lachey, you know, before we were talking about some of the events that you all have or specifically why you have certain events. Tell us about, you know, getting families involved, specifically fathers, what you all do.
I feel like nowadays, when I first started, I feel like it's made a big turn. Men want to be more involved now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just had an event that was our Donuts with Dad, and we had a guy who didn't live in the same state as his daughter. He drove 4 hours from Michigan to be there. And we started it at 8:30 in the morning, so he got up at nighttime to get there to be with his baby. And then the conversations in the classroom with all the parents, with just the men being there with their children, it was great. We had fathers wiping other kids' noses, just helping out. So, anytime we could have any male involvement, they come. They love coming to Russell to do it. I have had parents come in and read to the children and ask if they can come read to the children. I feel like we have a big participation when it comes to our male fathers at Russell.
Mm-hmm. Y'all usually have this event called Tie the Knot. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Tie the Knot was created by Miss Deb Tishner. Miss Tishner, I think her concept was to get men involved in the community to come in and see the a male older person dressed in a suit and tie the knot together. So it's gotten bigger and bigger over the years. You have to come to our next one, Cam, and tie a knot with you.
You know, I've been to all of them, really. Because if I'm not there tying a tie, I'm there taking some pictures.
And you know what? Right. I think tie the knot was probably one of my first experiences.
Not together. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten bigger and bigger mm-hmm. over the years. You have to
like a male-focused engagement event. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've noticed how many fathers want to actually be involved. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something that, you know, they'll choose not to do. Most fathers will choose to participate, and I think that's something great. I think, you know, in Russell, I think that's a culture that you all are evolving with your fathers.
We are, and I feel like there's no judgment there, mm-hmm. and that carefree zone, and it's a space, a safe space for them. Because, you know, I mean, we've heard different conversations with mother that they feel that the dad's not involved, but when anytime we put something out for a father come, they're coming.
Yeah.
And it's been really receptive, and we love it.
And yeah. Even with that event, everybody doesn't know how to tie a tie when they're there. Mm-hmm. And so some of the other guys, we help the other guys learn how to tie a tie. I mean, so yep. There's a little session where we're talking amongst ourselves, we're learning, you know, we're networking. Mm-hmm. And in those moments, we teach another man how to tie a tie. So when the babies come in, boom, you know what I'm saying? So I love that. And that's generally how men work. I mean, we're going to come together. We're going to do what we can do to help us all exceed. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful that y'all are doing that.
And at that event, we have also had a community member that taught a father how to tie a tie there. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was my son's dad. He didn't know how to tie his tie.
Right. Everybody don't know how to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. Right. And they were just grateful to have that opportunity. And then at the same time, we had other different programs and other resources there at that event as well, too. So the fathers were able to sign up for CDL programs.
Yeah.
Our 24/7 mm-hmm. dad program. So it was a lot of different resources and positive time. Your children with you. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that keeps coming up from me, from you, is you are very engaged in what we're doing. You have to stay connected to all the different programs. You have to stay knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing I know about Community Action Council since I've been here, we change. We change all the time. So
probably every 30 minutes.
Right. And I mean, even some of the programs that we used to offer or have done in the past, you know, the grant may expire. It may read.
Or the requirements are
right,
different.
Right. So you know? Staying abreast is something. What would you tell a new staff member coming in? Because I think you probably do some trainings, too. So what would you tell them about how to be successful at the job that you're doing?
Coming in, that's I basically. Good.
That's a good question.
Listen up, y'all, because it's going to be on the exam.
Training. So coming in, I basically explain the program, and I ask them why they came here. And mm-hmm. basically, you coming in here, you got to have an open mind. You got to want to be able to change people's lives. You want to be involved. You got to have, you realize that every day is not the same. Some people mm-hmm. want that repetitive mm-hmm. job all the time, but this isn't that environment.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is definitely different from today. Mm. You might be putting a fire out one day. You just never know. But I have that conversation, and I just tell them, just bear with it. And everyone's friendly. Everyone's like family. We all take care of each other. And just, well, like we take care of our participants, we take care of each other. So mm-hmm. if you ever have a question, feel free to come see me, email me, call me, text me, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Cam, I think one thing that puts Lachey a part of other people mm-hmm. In the position is she incorporates her passion. Mm-hmm. So it's not just you doing, oh, this is my job from the job description. We're going to do this, 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 and this, and that's it. No, she puts her heart and soul.
Yeah. Try to reimagine it.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I know that Lachey likes decorating.
Mm-hmm.
So because I know her passion,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, look, mm-hmm. you know, on that job description when it says other duties as assigned, I need you to help me. And it's I feel like, you know, in a way, there's ways that we're alike because mm-hmm. I know that she's a creative person.
Yeah.
And I'm a innovative person. Mm-hmm. Those people go together.
Absolutely.
We understand each other.
Yes.
Now,
really
Lachey
do.
Might be like, can I spend $10,000? No. No. But you can spend eight. But I think, again, with the position she's in, it's so crucial that you understand that you have to have great relationships with people.
That's it.
And how you interact with people can literally affect where they're going in life.
Absolutely.
Because it just takes one bad day for someone to just fall off the map.
I got a question. This is more personal. So with all the things that you are knowledgeable about, how has being here changed your personal life? Now, you said you encourage people, you know, to do more. What has that rubbed off on you?
Oh, of course. Before I came into Community Action, I used to own my own child care center.
Okay.
So I had kids, and it's kind of hard because you get those daycare kids when you own your center. But once I got in, I came in kind of strong because I had good recruitment skills and I already had a relationship in the community. But changing me, it made me slow myself down because straight after high school, I went straight into business mode. And, hey, I had the resources. I was able to go ahead and open a business. But I'm able to enjoy myself and still keep advancing at the same time.
Absolutely.
You can still do everything. And you're saying you only live once, but you still got to get on, have that drive to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've learned to just take things at a time. Speak my mind sometimes. but I have definitely enjoyed the ride.
Good deal. What would you tell someone who is possibly coming to Russell to look at this child development center, kind of contemplating, should I put my kid in this child development center? Why, you know, what makes them great? Like,
why Russell's great?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, what's she saying?
Why Russell's great?
What?
She said that fast.
I did. I always start off, you know, you're going to eat good over here at Russell. We eat really good. You might put a little pound on or two, but we eat good at Russell. But I always say we're family-oriented, smaller centers, smaller classrooms, so you get that intimate feel that you need in childcare, because a lot of people don't feel good about putting their kid in a educational center and leaving their child, especially at a young age. So we're with that 6 weeks to five. So people just, the kids can't communicate. So with there only being eight kids in the early Head Start classrooms, that's a bonus there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we all communicate. We're always in the hallway. I'm not sitting behind a desk all day. I may sit at my desk 20 minutes out of the day. I'm running around with my head cut off, talking to parents, doing what I do best. But I always let them know, open door policy. If I can't fix it, my boss is going to fix it. Mm-hmm. There's so many people you could talk to, and I think that's a win for us at Russell.
Shout out to Theo Ware. He's the center manager over there. And just great things that are always happening over at Russell.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Saying that, I know y'all got some stuff coming up. What's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got kind of, we're doing like a laid back environment at Russell on June the 20th. We're going to have a block party.
Tell us about it.
It's going to be all of our current Head Start families that are coming in. And then we're also going to be inviting our new Head Start families that are coming in August. That way they can come meet and greet and mingle and see how we get down at Russell. We're going to have a lot going on. We're going to have like a basketball tournament with the dads and the children, spades game. Like family reunion style.
Family reunion. I'm staying.
See, look, that's your summer song.
That's the summer song.
Yeah.
We're going to have Art on the Move is going to come and join us. DJ Smooth is coming to join us. And we're going to have Bubbles, Bounce House, everything from the ages all the way down to 6 months all the way up.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you, if you haven't been to a Russell event, I don't know. It seemed like it's so many folk that they all can't be at Russell. Golly.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful experience. They really lay out the red carpet. They want you to feel welcome, and
right now is, who bringing the potato salad?
Who brought the potato salad? Theo. Oh man. Well, Shay, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. We really appreciate what you do. We really appreciate what you're pouring in to our families.
And Lachey, if viewers want to come, say, take a tour of Russell or inquire about, you know, getting their child in the Head Start program, let them know how to do that.
You can always call me, email me. message me on social media, do a walk-in. I don't just do enrollment just for Russell. I do enrollment for everybody in all of our locations. So I don't mind meeting you at that center and having those conversations and giving you a tour, but I'm always open for it. And you could always email me, or you can call the office at 859-554-4350.
There it is. What you gonna give this Head Start word of the day?
The Head Start word of the day is reunion.
Look at there. She done stole y'all thing. Look at there. Reunion is the Head Start highlight word of the day. We thank you for listening to the show. We encourage you to share it. Tell other people about it. You know, we got some good things going on over here. Good things. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.